and welcome to Baseball Barbacast, the only baseball podcast in the world that does not know the absurd breaking news that happened this morning, Wednesday, December 21st. I am Jake Mintz. I know what happened, but I am joined by Jordan Schusterman, my partner in crime, a man who is very much still in the dark. Jordan, good morning.
Hey, great to see you, my friend. Yes, so because it seemed like we were kind of easing into the holiday season, we weren't planning on podcasting on a Wednesday. We were going to do a show on Thursday. I didn't set a very early alarm. I went to bed early last night. I was really tired. So I was asleep by about 10, 15, 10:30. And then I didn't really set an alarm. So I was going to get some extra sleep. And then what happened was I woke up about 15 minutes ago. Okay. I'm going to tell you what happened. Okay. I woke up about 15 minutes ago and I looked at my phone and all I saw was 40 texts. And because there were so many texts, it staggered. So I couldn't actually see what they said. Okay. And I got a bunch of missed calls from you. And all I saw, I did see there were two texts that I did see. Okay. And I'm going to tell you up front so that everyone knows we're very transparent here on Baseball Barbacast. Yeah. Right. And I saw a text from you that basically said, I don't want you to get spoiled, which I took as, oh, I better not look so that we can do some sort of content out of this. And then I did see a text from my brother, David, that said, Steve Cohen is inevitable. Okay. Yeah. So I have a hint that it is Mets related. However, I don't think that's that big of a hint because I'm thinking about this offseason and I'm thinking about there are not a lot of free agents left. And so the only thing here that it could be, because that's all I have, is some mind-blowing trade. That is all that is crossing my mind here. So you can reveal this to me. Now, here's the other point I will make is that this is very fun for me too. And this is why I was so quick to throw my phone in the ocean as soon as you said don't get spoiled, is because normally the roles are reversed here, right?
Yeah.
For those of you who have followed us for a while, we do like to do this in reverse where Jake has been, biking all day, or Jake was asleep, or Jake didn't see this, or Jake was, getting us lunch at the winter meetings when Aaron Judge happened, and I get to reveal stuff for him. So this is very different where I get to have huge baseball news broken to me live on the podcast. And I can't wait to find out. And also, who knows what my reaction will be because I'm not you're recording. We're live. I don't know how I'm going to take this. So go ahead and proceed at whatever pace you want.
I am just going to say it. I'm just going to tweet it out. Ready?
Tweet it out of your mouth.
Yeah.
To me as a friend. Okay.
The New York Mets.
Yep.
Have agreed
to acquire
a 12-year, $315 million deal with Carlos Correa.
No. That's not a 12. With Carlos Correa. Correa has a 12-year. How many deal? That doesn't really matter. How many years and money? Oh wait, 12-year. How many money millions?
How many monies? Carlos Correa and the New York Mets have agreed to a 12-year, $315 million deal. $315 million deal. Carlos Correa, Jordan, what team, when you went to sleep, what team did you think he was on?
Okay, so now I'm thinking about the other things that I knew yesterday, which is that there was that Correa presser got banged, right?
Correct.
I'd forgotten about that until you just told me he's on the Mets now. But that was a thing. And also, which I think I did retweet, was at the Verlander presser. But this is really interesting now that I'm thinking about it. First of all, holy shit. I have so many questions. I can't wait to open Twitter, but I'm not going to do that yet because then I will just stop talking for 10 minutes. Was Billy Epler yesterday joking at the Verlander presser being like, we got more stuff coming. Make sure your travel plans are flexible or something. And I was like, okay, great. You're going to salary dump James McCann. Congratulations. We're not going to hold a big press conference for that. Okay, I need you to explain how you found this information out along with the rest of the world, because holy crap, I can't even, while I'm trying to parse what this means and what could have happened, I need you to tell me how you found out with the rest of the world.
I mean, I set my alarm pretty early this morning because I'm going to the Aaron Judge press conference, which is set to start in 40 minutes.
Okay.
And so I set my alarm for 6:15, woke up, was going to make some coffee, work out, and get my day started early. And I checked my phone, and I had a direct message from one Mr. Baseball Brit, who is very much on another part of the world, with a message that said, "You two are in for some massive news when you wake up." This was at 4:44 a.m. Eastern. And then I checked Twitter.
Had sent that. I understand. Okay. So this was also some overnight stuff, right? I mean, we woke up to the Judge stuff in San Diego, but that was a time zone. Okay. Okay. Got it.
This was different. This came out. There was a passing tweet, I believe a passing retweet of an Alden Gonzalez article at ESPN. I believe that Heyman broke the news at the New York Post. Carlos Correa, stunning turn of events, joining the Mets on 12-year, $315 million deal. Alden tweeted this out at 4:01 a.m. Eastern, so he's in L.A. That would have been the West Coast. John Heyman had the scoopity-doopity-poop on this, obviously, because it was from Scott Boras.
Right.
And, yeah, that's what happened. Here's what we know, all right? Carlos Correa, there was a medical issue that was found during the physical. Yes. It is unclear to the extent which the Giants attempted to revise the agreement with Correa. In the interim, Boras called Steve Cohen, let him know what was going on. Steve Cohen, who is on vacation in Hawaii, and Boras hammered out the details of the contract overnight, over the phone. They picked up where they had left off negotiations.
Right.
And by morning time, as the sun rose over Queens, Carlos Correa will join Francisco Lindor on the New York Mets. He will play third base. That has already basically been reported. Uh-huh. The Mets payroll with tax penalties is close to $500 billion, just a tick under.
Yep.
And the Giants are left with egg on their face. Is Farhan Zaidi still sleeping? That's a great question.
Okay, right. So that's my other takeaway. So if the revised agreement is 12 years, 315, he has a 1 year, $35 million medical issue that he lost based that Steve Cohen was still more than willing to take the gamble on. I mean, this tells me that the Giants took a look at the medical and were like, oh, we can't even go close to 12 or 13 years, right? Because there's no way this would all blow up to the degree if the Giants were not seeing a serious red flag. Now, that doesn't mean Carlos Correa is never going to play baseball again. It just means that, like, that is an incredible degree to which we always talk, like, we take physicals for granted now, especially for non-pitchers too, you know? Like, this is not something, this is a formality that we are used to, is pending physical. And the Giants, let's also remind everybody, had already announced that there was going to be a press conference.
Correa had already changed his header photo on Twitter to Oracle Park.
Oh, my God. I knew that he changed it away from the Twins. I didn't realize that much. Oh, my God. Okay, so right. So, like, this wasn't a situation where, like, if this had happened in the days after the agreement had come out, I would almost believe it more and be less shocked just from the standpoint of, like, okay, the Giants rushed to get to an agreement. It came out. It was reported. Okay, awesome, whatever. But for this to happen, what, a week ago, right? I mean, a week ago, and to get to the point where they were ready to announce it, and then the medical thing come up this late, and then the Mets, well, now we heard, because John Heyman put out the story with Steve Cohen, talked to Steve Cohen, basically where Cohen said, like, yeah, we were interested in Correa, we just got there late. Like, it was clear right. They were actually trying to do it. I mean, wow.
Correa was in San Francisco, clearly, because he did the medical. There is one jersey somewhere that says Correa on the back with a Giants logo on the front, because he was going to put it on at the press conference.
Absolutely.
And it must be made. It exists.
The Giants social team has been working on Correa graphics for a week, right? Like, if they were already announcing, like, they were, what, a few hours away from their own press conference. They postponed it day of.
Correct.
Right?
I'm writing about this over at Fox Sports. I would assume my piece already.
Yeah.
There are, to me, there are three different stories that we know various things about. Number one is that there was a medical issue the Giants saw that was enough to make them go back to Correa, right? We don't know what that specific medical issue is, and maybe we probably will at some point, but right now, there's no point in speculating, right? Uh-huh. The second story is that whatever the Giants said to Correa and Boris was enough for Boris to pick up the phone and call Steve Cohen.
Yep.
So I would assume, based upon how Boris operates, that the revised Giants offer is below what the Mets ended up giving Correa, right?
I think it's well below because, again, we knew also from that Hamer report a couple years ago or a couple days ago that the Giants, that the Mets were willing to be around $300 million for Correa already.
Correct.
And right. The fact that they ended up just a little bit higher tells me exactly that. It tells me that, right, the Giants must have slashed it like crazy.
Right. So it ends up being about, it's one fewer year and two-thirds of $1 million less. And then the third story here, Jordan, Steve Cohen coming in from the rafters.
Oh,
and
that is the fourth most story, but yeah, go ahead.
What's your fourth story?
The Twins, dude. Like, the Twins know Carlos Correa's medical as well as anybody. And they were at 10-285, which isn't as much lower than what the Mets ended up doing. Like, if I'm them, like the fact that they didn't go back to the Twins, maybe they did, and say, like, hey, like, you actually don't have to get up to 350. We just need you to get to 300, whatever. You're clearly okay with the medical. You already signed him. You've seen him. He just played a fairly fully healthy season. Oh, it just sucks anymore for the Twins. Okay, but yes, of course, Steve Cohen from the Raptors. I'm just so bad for the Twins. Yeah.
Yeah. Steve Cohen from the Raptors is the crazy thing. And there are some quotes the Heyman article at the New York Post
already.
From Cohen already that are some of these are incredible that I'm going to tell you. Okay.
Oh, no.
Ready?
Oh,
quote,
God.
We needed one more thing, and this is it. This was important. This puts us over the top. This is a good team. I hope it's a good team.
That does remind me of, again, also, I encourage everyone to read the first Heyman story with him because in that story, I was going to bring this up on the podcast this week. In that story, Steve Cohen said, like, you know, good teams cost money, but we're not that different or better from last year's team. Like, he said that openly, right?
He's right.
This seems like him saying, now we're over the top. Also, hearing them saying, this puts us over the top. Adds to what we talked about with the Mets. We're just like, hell yeah, this is awesome to have an owner who's going to spend $500 million on payroll. But also, it's like, damn, we literally have to win the World Series now because what more could you possibly ask for? He said the owner thinks we are over the top and they haven't actually played a game yet. Holy shit, man. I mean, this is unbelievable.
So the next quote, when asked about the tax bill.
He doesn't care. Yeah.
What the heck's the difference? If you're going to make the move, make the move. Hell yeah.
Said, another one saying, I've dealt with big numbers for so long, it doesn't faze me. That was what he said earlier this week.
And then the last quote I love, I hope the fans show up.
Oh, I don't think that's in question. I don't know. That's actually a good point. I don't know. Was Mets a 10? I know they were booing Scherzer in the postseason, but attendance, I assume, was as good as it has been in a while.
It was iffy in September. And so I assume Cohen is saying, yeah, show up now.
Yeah, get your ass to City Field. I don't care how long the seven line takes. I don't care how many stops you're taking non-express. You better show up at these games if I'm going to be spending $500 million on this team this year. Oh, my God. I mean, and the Giants, man, like, first of all, Brandon Crawford, mazel tov.
Yep, that was my thought.
Brandon Crawford, who even before Correa has gone official, has been asked 100 times and has had to say publicly, like, yeah, I guess I'm moving to third. Man, like, all right, I guess I got to move to third.
It's Brandon Crawford is the call an ambulance, but not for me.
Quite literally, as does Carlos Correa have some serious medical issue? I mean, that is the other thing here, and which I feel will certainly be reported in the coming days. I know we'll cut this short. We'll cut this off here. But, like, I mean, clearly the Mets are going to sign him now. I mean, they know what the medical – it's not like Boris – it's not like he doesn't know why this other contract broke down. They just are deciding, screw it. Like, we're going to take the risk. But, I mean, wow. Like, this is going to just loom over Correa's career forever. I mean, as soon as he hits the IL with whatever, we're going to be like, oh, man, what does this mean? I'm sure – my guess is this had much more to do with, again, the longevity of the contract and doctors – you know, it's one of those things where I'm sure medical professionals look at certain things and say like, yeah, you're probably, oh, there's my alarm. There's my actual alarm is ringing now. I guess it was set for 9:30. Sorry. There you go. It's like, yeah, you don't look like, these don't look like the bones of someone that's going to play until his 40s, until his 40, right? That is my guess as to what they looked at and decided. But I can't wait to find out what the slashed offer was, right? Because it's hard for me to imagine the Giants decided we don't want Carlos Correa at all. But man, oh man, this is just, oh, all right. Well, thanks for breaking the news to me, Jake. I have a lot of reading and tweeting to catch up on, but I appreciate you joining me on this special episode of Baseball Barbacast. And by the way, Chris Tyler, our producer and Giants fan, Chris, if you are available to hop on the mic here, sorry to call you in here, but like, dude, how are you feeling about this?
This one hurts much more than the Aaron Judge morning. I tell you that much. This one hurts much, much more.
This is tough. And I guess we'll find out what this means. But I guess also congrats to the Padres and Dodgers, who don't have to worry about this as much moving forward. So anyway,
wow.
Also the Mets now have a lot of more trades that they're probably going to be making, but whatever, who cares? All good stuff.
Eduardo Escobar just sitting there.
Yeah, I mean, he could be dead. They still don't really have a DH. I don't know. I will process all that on tomorrow's episode of Baseball Barbacast when I've actually had some, you know, some food and drink in me, and I can process some of this news better. But Chris, my condolences on Correa being a Giant and then not, way more than Judge ever was. But thank you for joining us on this Wednesday morning, Jake. Off you go to the Aaron Judge presser. I'm curious how much you will be talking about Carlos Correa at the Judge presser.
That's the last thing I want to leave everyone with.
Yeah.
On the morning that the Yankees were set to crown Aaron Judge, the headlines, Judge in the Yankees jersey, he said, yes, he's here forever. Steve Cohen smacks the headline out of Hal Steinbrenner's hand. Every motherfucker at Yankee Stadium in 30 minutes is going to be talking about Carlos Correa and Steve Cohen and not about Aaron Judge.
It's so true.
Before this offseason started, the conversation was, is Steve Cohen going to steal Judge
exactly
from the Yankees? And yeah, he didn't, but he still stole the headlines. And that still might not matter when the season's over, but for today, Steve Cohen won. Jeez, a man.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wow. On the fourth night of Hanukkah, no less. What a guy. All right. Congrats to Mets fans. I think we should try to get Bobby Wagner on the show tomorrow. We'll see if that's possible.
Texted him. He woke up about 10 minutes after you.
Perfect. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you on another episode of Baseball Barbacast on Thursday. But until then, we thank you for listening and talk to you soon. Goodbye.
SiriusXM Podcasts.